Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast again this week. I'm Kylie Oaks Gatewood. I'm here with my cousin Jaron.
Hello.
I'm the oldest grandchild of Sister Billy Brim, and we are sub. And what number are you, Jaron?
Three.
In the lineup. Oh, number three. Ooh, that's
I think in numeric meanings, I think that means the most amazing. The
okay.
Best.
Lord, please forgive Jaron right here in front of everybody. No, I'm just
soul control.
We're talking this week once again on the subject of soul control. And we've had a really great couple of days. I'm really excited about them. If you missed any, just wanted to remind you, you can go to billybrim.org. That's BillyBrim.org. And listen to any of this week's or next week's broadcast or last week's broadcast. So there is no reason to be upset or allow the devil to lie to you that you've missed it. And so we've been in Isaiah chapter 26, and in the Amplified, I'll repeat it again, you will keep him in perfect peace and constant peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he commits himself to you, leans on you, and hopes confidently in you. Now, we talked about the word keep, meaning in the Hebrew, right, to guard.
Right.
Just the same word that God told Adam to guard his garden and keep out what he knew was out there.
Right.
We have an adversary. Adam had an adversary. And if Adam would have been doing his job, Jaron, the snake would not have been allowed. The enemy would not have been allowed in the garden. How did it get there? Adam let up his guard. Same mm-hmm. thing with the battlefield of the mind, with the soul control, with mastering the silence. We have to keep our minds stayed on him. Now, was it that easy when I was going through my time? Absolutely not. Was it something that just happened overnight? Absolutely not. And I'm sure with you it wasn't either. It was a renewing of our mind.
It's a no. It's a daily deal.
It was a moment by moment.
It's a daily dying to flesh. I don't care if you're Mimi, your highest mentor. These are things that you have to purposely say, okay, you know.
I know. I'm
it's not like you're Superman.
It's faith.
Hey, our relationship
we're all
is faith.
Three part beings.
Yeah.
Every single person on the planet has a spirit. We are a spirit. That's who we are. We were created in the likeness and image of God. But I can guarantee you, God does not have a soul, like a mind, will, and emotions that bug him. No,
yeah,
we
right.
are created spirit to spirit to communicate yeah. with God. He doesn't communicate with us through that thing that sits on our shoulders. Now, obviously, we have to process what he gives us through our mind. But we have a spirit. We are a spirit.
New birth spirit.
Praise God, we're born again, we're going to heaven. You know how many Christians are out there born again, going to heaven, but still have
their
to
mind,
deal.
There's a renewal. That's why Paul says renew it. It's not that their soul, mind, will, emotions automatically is new. It's in a renewal process.
It's a renewal process.
And you know, that's what this is about.
That's what this
a
is about.
A lot of people don't understand that.
They think it happens overnight.
They think,
I don't know how many times I have seen people, God love them, and I'm not talking bad about anybody, but they have a healing line for soul issues. Now, I'm not saying that you can't get gloriously set free and start on the right path, but there is still a responsibility that comes into your hands.
They've been equipped.
And this is how we do it. He said, guard, I will guard him. This is a promise from Elohim. This is a promise from Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. This is a promise from the maker of the Garden of Eden that says, I will guard you and keep you in perfect peace. Now, we looked into that yesterday. That word perfect is the word shalom. But it's also in the next word, peace. So he says, I will guard you in shalom, shalom. What does that mean? That's doubling up. He's just showing off now. He said, I will make you doubly well, doubly happy, doubly prosperous, doubly wealthy, whose mind whole, nothing missing. I'll make you doubly whole, whose mind has stayed on me. Now that word mind is not your brain. In the Hebrew, that word is your imagination, but it's also broken down even further to be called the framework of your life. Isn't it interesting? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, the word of God says. So that becomes the framework of who you are. Right. So whatever the devil can throw at you, those thoughts, those ideas, those suggestions, as soon as you accept those as truth, or accept the fact that, quote unquote, I have an anger problem. That's how we ended the broadcast yesterday. I had an anger problem. I would throw things. I would have such an anger problem that I would start to cause physical harm to myself. And, you know, I just thought it ran in the family, passed down from my dad, who blamed it on being German, but he wasn't German at all. He just said I had a German temper. I thought I was German until after he went on to glory. We did some research and found out that he wasn't German. And come to find out, though, Jared, when we really think about it, my dad died of high blood pressure issues. He had an aneurysm and he died. I believe that a lot of high blood pressure issues might stem from the soulish realm.
Sure.
People getting so worked up in the anger that the devil has convinced them is theirs. Do they not take possession of it on a daily basis? I did. Well, I have an anger problem. Kylie, you understand.
You had one. Right. You Mark 11:23'd it.
Right. And he convinced me that I had an anger problem. And I accepted that lie as truth. And so it became evident in my life. And so, back to Isaiah 26, he said, you have to keep your mind. He said, I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind or the framework of your imagination is stayed on me. Because, well, if we're talking it from Jesus' perspective or from the Lord's perspective, because he commits himself to you, or I commit myself to him and lean on him and hopes on him confidently. Okay, think about this. Some people's mind or their framework, it's like made out of spaghetti noodles, dried ones. I mean, as soon as any pressure comes, they crack. That's how mine was. When I was dealing with that time of my life where I had some suicide attempts that were unsuccessful and I was homeless and I wasn't happy and Jesus didn't know, I didn't even think about who I was in Christ. Did I know all the scriptures? Could I quote to you all the scriptures about who I was in Christ? Yes, I could. But they were not life to me.
Right.
Because I was so blinded by these things. And I was like, Lord, how can I keep my mind, the framework on my mind stayed on you so that you can give me perfect peace if I can't keep one solid thought for more than 5 minutes?
Yeah.
If I'm thinking, ooh, I need a drink, or I gotta have, I'm looking for that next buzz, or I'm looking for that next high. And he's so good. He is so good. He showed me the next one in verse 4. So trust in the Lord, commit yourself to him, lean on him, hope confidently in him forever. For the Lord God is an everlasting strength.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? It wasn't based on my strength anyway. He is the one that comes along like a rock, that word is. And he fortifies that framework. The pressure's off.
Mm-hmm.
The pressure's... I keep quoting this week, but it's that Andrew Murray, and it says, for the enjoyment of this blessing, nothing is necessary except faith in the blood. Mm-hmm. The blood alone has done everything. So I didn't know what to do. I didn't have enough strength to even hardly open up my Bible. Did I even want to open up my Bible? Absolutely not. But I allowed his strength. So when those thoughts came, whenever I was starting to have an anger outburst and I would throw something or I would say things off the cuff, I would get so wrapped up in a fit of anger that I would literally black out and not remember what I did during that fit of anger. It was so demonic. It's so demonic.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe that's the same process that people have when they go and they kill people and things of that nature. It's so demonic. But what did I have to do to fortify myself? This is what I had to do. first. We talked about the last 2 days. I'm going to say it again. Wherever you are right now, say it out loud with me. Put your hands on your head and say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I plead the blood of Jesus.
I plead the blood of Jesus.
Over my mind.
Over my mind.
I only think thoughts of life.
I only think thoughts of life.
I do not think thoughts of death.
I do not think thoughts of death.
I resist you, Satan.
I resist you, Satan.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You have to flee me.
You have to flee me.
So I'd say it over and over and over again. But then I was like, okay, I know. I mean, this I had to talk to myself, ladies and gentlemen. I was certifiably crazy. I spent some time in the state mental facility on 24-hour watch for suicide. Talk about being embarrassed. Talk about reaching the lowest of the low. Talk about when the psychiatrist comes into the room and in the middle of the night and looks at your chart and says, Kylie Oaks. Isn't that Billy Brim's granddaughter? That is the ultimate embarrassment.
That really happened.
That really happened.
And what I'm getting is you're telling me if you're in any place that couldn't have done it on your own self, you were in that place where you couldn't come back.
I couldn't come back. I mean, on my own, I would
have. You're at the low. You couldn't. You had nothing to work off of. Right.
And that's why I was getting out here. Like, it's like, okay, Lord, I trust you, but I wasn't even strong enough. I didn't know what to trust. Yeah. I was at the bottom of the bottom, ladies and gentlemen. And so this is when I had a revelation moment. My revelation moment was this. I can't do it by myself.
There you go.
My revelation moment was, you ever heard the saying, you know, once they hit bottom, they'll look up. I hit bottom like under the barrel.
Yeah.
But I looked up and I said, Jesus, help. And I got this book that we're offering this week called Mastering the Silence by Doug Jones. And when I didn't want to read the Bible, I read one page a day in this book.
That's good.
I didn't have to cram it. I wasn't strong enough to read the whole thing. I wouldn't have gotten it. But one page a day I read. Mm. And it changed my life. And so I looked at the Lord for strength because it says in the word, he was an everlasting rock. So when I got to that place where I couldn't trust anymore, I didn't, and I would get weak in trusting, what would I do? I would just rehearse what he's done for me. And maybe you're there today, wherever you are, and you're like, ugh, I'm having a hard time. My faith is weak. And I know that I'm not getting this, blah, 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 because my faith is weak. And everybody's telling me, my faith is weak. My faith is weak. How do you strengthen it? Well, of course, we know that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And right now, your faith is being built. But here's the thing. Sometimes just rehearsing what God has done for you brings you to a mighty place of fortification, and his strength comes in you.
Sure.
So I think about, okay, you know what?
Get off yourself.
Messed up that one time, but you brought me out. Or I was going through something here, but oh God, you saved my life again. Yeah. Or I was doing this and you brought me out. And I think that's what David did whenever he came before Goliath. Goliath was big. Sure. It was a hard time for him. He had an obstacle. He had a trial. But he said, hey, dude, you are no match for the armies of the living God. I've defeated a lion. I've defeated a bear. What was he doing? Because of the grace of God, because of the strength of God, I defeated these two things. Right. And what I'm dealing with now has no hold over me. And whatever you're dealing with right now, I speak to that in the name of Jesus. I speak to your situation and I command freedom to come to you. In the name of Jesus, I bind any fiery darts of the enemy that is trying to speak to you now. And I command you to be free in Jesus' name. I can't wait to talk to you tomorrow as we continue on this subject. If you need any information or you've missed some other broadcasts, go to billybrim.org. Again, this is Kylie Oaks Gatewood for the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. God bless.